Read question 1185 about davening at the kever of a tzaddik. To clarify, would one make the bracha asher yotzer eschem bedin after 30 days if he has not seen Jewish graves in any cemetery or only in the same one? Also, if he merely passed by outside and saw the graves at a distance, would this count as seeing them as regards as halacha? Also, I saw that one sefer says that one says the nochecha Hashem while placing his left hand on the monument. Anonymous in Brooklyn, New York. Okay, there are different opinions here. Some say you only make this bracha if you come within Dalet Amos, about 7.5 feet of the kvarim. You enter a Beis HaKvaris, and you're within 7.5 feet of the kever. Then you make this bracha, even though after you're within 7.5 feet, you should walk away 7.5 feet from the nearest kever to make the bracha. But if you only see a Beis HaKvaris from afar, you don't make the bracha. However, there are opinions that if you were in a cemetery, you made the bracha. And then for 30 days you weren't in another cemetery, but you saw graves from afar, then you don't make the bracha as long as you saw a grave within 30 days, even though on the seeing of the graves itself and not being in close proximity to them, you don't make the bracha itself. And that's how one should conduct himself. If you saw a different cemetery, some say that you don't make another bracha. But the Mishnah Berurah seems to say that you do. And not only that, if you were in a cemetery, and then within 30 days you were in that same cemetery, but they added more graves, you also have to make the bracha again. And the minig is that when you go to visit a grave, you put your left hand on the monument, and you say, V'nochecha Hashem, etc.